From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This year, to mark Mozart's 250th birthday, the violinist Anna-Sophie Mutter and the pianist Lambert Orcus have been playing Mozart's sonatas in recitals, and they've made a 4-CD album of 16 Mozart sonatas. Mozart started writing these duets before he was 8, but there's nothing juvenile about the pieces that Orcus and Mutter play.
I've always been impressed by the depth of emotion, not only the understanding of style and the perfection also in the very early pieces of style elements. Of course, over the years, Mozart has matured and age, you know, with a genius like Mozart, what did he know of life at the age of 6 or 7? I think it's just a God-given maturity which he was able to then further enhance and, you know, bring to life in his music, but it had nothing to do with the years he had actually already lived.
And Anne-Sophie and I love to look at the letters that Mozart shared with his father, with his sister, with other friends, and to see what was on his mind during those periods of time. We love playing this E minor sonata, which was written during a very depressing time of his life. He was in Paris. He was looking for a good position. He wasn't having success. And his mother died. And the music just seems to be filled with this rather sad mood.
I think it stands out as being one of the most intimate and probably most revealing soul-searching pieces.
It's the only one for this genre totally written in a minor key.
When I get you to put the headphones on like this and listen to your own recording, are you right now thinking, "Yes, this we really got it on this recording"?
Partially.
Or why am I doing this?
Partially. Yeah. Recording always is, you know, especially this one. The Mozart project for me has been a great labor of love because it has involved so much work and dedication and time and research and the playing itself, there's so much detail to be found, especially also in the sonatas, you know, where the dialogue in the late pieces is of eminent importance between violin and piano, and where the violin finally also gets out of the shadow of the piano.
And there's no time to let go and just relax in this music. You're constantly kept busy and you're constantly focusing, trying to extract every bit of music you can out of it. It sounds fairly simple to
the
listener.
Yeah, it sounds very relaxed, right? It sounds like the most peaceful music we could possibly be listening to right now.
You know, I very often think about the Japanese haiku, which very few words have a lot of meaning. And that's true for Mozart's music. Very few notes, but they are of equal importance. There's nothing to really hide yourself in. It's not like in a Tchaikovsky or Brahms, where sometimes, you know, things are rolling along and you kind of are part of the process. But with Mozart, it's crafting jewels, you know, it's like ingraining something on a grain of rice.
Yeah, and it's very transparent.
Every evening is very much influenced by the instrument Lambert is playing on, by the acoustics in the hall. Is there reverberation? Is there none? What tempo really fits the hall? Because this is the third instrument we have to deal with every evening in a recital evening. So, yes, there is a preset interpretation, which is dictated by the will of the composer, but there are many many emotional moments in the piece itself where a dialogue just goes a totally different direction, because a piano does speak very softly, or the violin has a great moment and, you know, the bow is in perfect shape and we can run off in a presto. So there are many aspects which give you the impression, the illusion of improvising.
And look, we've done this for now a year, year and a half, and we're still changing things.
Is there an example on the sonata disc, which is a good example of something that illustrates what you were just talking about?
You know, I think slow movements are especially parts of the sonatas which change the most in a given moment, on a given evening. Like, for example, the slow movement of Köchel 4-5-4.
Tell us about
this. So that's the theme introduced by the violin. And Lambert is hanging in there, waiting for his time to come.
But there's small spacing things which change from night to night. It's not quite metronomic.
Yeah, I mean, this is what the Greek called agogic, you know. It's just the way you use time in order to bring life to either a spoken phrase, or this is now the piano taking over.
It's his turn now.
Yes.
Right, and the violin ornaments in the background.
Yeah. And, you know, it goes backward and forward. It's like a couple who basically does talk about a certain subject and knows what's coming, and they are kind of taking the sentences out of each other's mouth.
And there's a, you know, we're a duet here. And we're listening very carefully to each other, because it can be small differences depending upon circumstances. And there's so much substance to this music. It doesn't play itself, I tell you. Each night we get up there, it's like, wow.
Let's climb the mountain.
That's right.
Yeah.
So each night you go up there, you climb the mountain, and you, let's say you're performing a Mozart sonata.
Mm-hmm. And Five each evening.
Yep. And in the middle of each of them, you hear somebody out there going...
Oh, we had a good one the other night.
Yes.
Oh, it's one of those wonderful pauses you have in Mozart's music where there's like, it's a comma, and a cell phone went off.
A cell phone
and
went off.
It was just a delicious moment, and we just waited.
You know?
Just let it sink in. We thought, this is a nice little interlude for cell phone in the middle of the performance.
But don't make that a habit. I mean, you know, we are not encouraging the audience to wait for these little moments of interlude. It's funny how very often audience doesn't seem to recognize that the acoustic goes both ways. They can hear us, but we can hear them too.
Anna-Sophie Mutter and Lambert Orkus, thank you both very much for the Mozart sonatas, and also for talking with us today.
Great pleasure.
Pleasure.
Violinist Anna-Sophie Mutter and pianist Lambert Orkus have recorded 4 CDs for their album of Mozart violin sonatas. You can hear more music at npr.org.
And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.